Manufacturing output has surprised to the upside. Production increased by 4.6% in April, the biggest rise in nearly 3 years, driven by a surge in the output of iron and steel, metals and machinery, as well as motor vehicles, parts and accessories. The sector was, however, amongst the main contributors to the decline in first quarter GDP. So does this surprise turnaround in April suggest a potential shift in the country's growth trajectory? Philippa Rotseth, who's executive director of the Manufacturing Circle, joins us to look at whether the data is robust enough for that. Thanks so much, Philippa, for joining us in studio this evening. So, like I say, manufacturing's managed to kick off the second quarter on a positive note. It's come in way above expectations for a 0.4% month-on-month positive growth performance. How reflective is that of what's happening on the ground, the reality?
The first of all, seeing the positive growth is always a good indication for us, and quite surprisingly, in contrast to what we see on the GDP stats for the first 3 months of the year, it's probably too early to make a definite decision, but it's a step in the right direction. What we see is a difference in energy supply for April, and that's certainly a change in relation to the GDP stats for the first 3 months, where we saw a lot of load shedding in February and March, and that definitely impacts on our manufacturing sector. So that's a positive start. In addition, we must also bear in mind possible impact of timing in elections, where there was possibly a wait-and-see approach prior to elections in terms of investment decisions, purchasing decisions. So those are numbers that can be implied to be coming through in the manufacturing production and sales.
Because overall for us, it's a pretty tricky one to interpret, where the ongoing weakness in South Africa's PMI data is a concern, especially where you've got the May print having come in at 45.4, and that's suggesting that the underlying trend in South African manufacturing remains weak. So how do we make sense of it and reconcile the two?
That's a very good question, because the PMI, again, we see the fluctuations. It is still in contraction territory, although in April we saw it's less so than in May. So certainly what it indicates is that statistics on a month-on-month basis for manufacturing are still way too volatile. There are a lot of fluctuations. We're not seeing consistency in performance. We are seeing pockets of good performance by subsector or by month, and that is a positive indication of the ability and the agility of the manufacturing sector to respond to external conditions and changing, such as, for example, once load shedding stops. So what we need to do is find ways to encourage and support more robust and consistently good performance, because it is still too volatile, and there are differences if one looks at various sets of data.
So if we look at one of the outperformers over this period, it was the motor vehicle production side of things. I mean, that rose by 7.8% month on month, partly helped by an increase in exports. I mean, is that something that is sustainable moving forward? And are there enough support factors that are needed coming into play?
The automotive subsector is very specific in that it's got a consistent history of collaborative relationship between industry and government, particularly with the incentive support plan. It talks about long-term planning and support for the OEMs and also all of the downstream that need to supply into that sector. What we need to be mindful of is that that is one of the subsectors, and we need to see more of that sort of positive and consistent performance across other subsectors. We can't, whilst it's very important that that's a strong performing subsector, we need to replicate what is happening there in other subsectors within the economy.
Because overall, South African manufacturing has massively underperformed global manufacturing in the past 10 years, and that on the back of a decline in productivity over the past 10 years, falling fixed investment in new technology as well. Is there any shift that's happening in the kind of investments your members are making in the current economic climate, and I guess amidst all the political volatility as well?
Well, first and foremost, the challenges that we see in manufacturing in South Africa South African specific alone. We see examples of deindustrialization in other economies. So it's not a unique situation that we are facing. Having said that, we do need to see what can be done to arrest what we'd like to refer to as premature deindustrialization. And we do have certain members of the manufacturing circle looking to make significant investments, and these have been publicly announced in new plants, in new equipment. These are examples of excellence and positive sentiment. And in order to see more of that, what we look to is a prioritization of the importance of industrial policy and industrialization for this economy, and the fact that to get it right, it's quite a complex ecosystem that requires a lot of coordination within governments and also between government and industry to
get
this right.
Are you confident that we are getting to that point of better coordination?
Well, we have a new administration that we really look forward to working with. We do see consolidation of certain ministries, which certainly will look to towards more efficient decision making and planning and coordination. And quite frankly, from a country point of view, we can't afford not to look forward to better performance.
Absolutely. Philippa, fingers crossed, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Philippa Rodseth is Executive Director of the Manufacturing Circle.